Disappointing day, Dean.
Yeah, very disappointing. Only with the result, really, and the injuries that we had. It was, at times it was like an attack versus defence game. And, you know, I think after they scored the first, which was sloppy for us, poor defending, and they've scored, I think. After that, we took over the game and it became a bit like a training session, attack versus defence. And, you know, with their keepers made two great saves. We've hit the woodwork four times today. And it was one of them games where it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
Yeah, like you said, after they scored, they didn't really have a chance in the rest of the first half, certainly, and you dominated that first 45 minutes.
Well, I just think back. I think you always look back and think about how many saves your goalkeepers made, and I can't remember any. He didn't have any chance with the header. The second one, I think we probably lacked a little bit of concentration there. He's got injured, Neil. He'll probably need 8 to 10 stitches in his knee. And I think it was just at that time where they took the corner. He'd have probably come for that, as he did, you know, for the next couple of corners they put in. And that could have been addressed. But it's always hard chasing back from 2-0. But the lads gave it their all and they kept going. I felt, you know, for long periods of the time, there's one game trying to go and score a goal and another team trying to spoil it and slow it down. And, you know, unfortunately... it was allowed to be done. I thought their lad who got caution taking a throw, and I think that was the quickest throw-in they'd taken all game, and he got cautioned for it. So there was a lot of delaying tactics. And listen, at the end of the day, you know the game, they're fighting for their lives to win games like we are, and, you know, they slowed it down.
You mentioned Neil Etheridge getting that knock shortly after Sam Mantum also... went off with an injury. Obviously, with his injury problems, it wasn't nice to see him get stretchered off. Do you know what the extent of that could be?
It's not his knee, which is good. It's a high ankle sprain. You know, I think he landed funny and went over on it. So, you know, it'll be a few weeks out, I believe, now. But we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, we had to rejig a few things around. And, people in unfamiliar places, Romain Sawyer's dropping deeper and deeper. And it was just one of them things that you have to deal with within a game. I made a change at half-time. I just felt that, you know, putting Cookie up there with Tom Bradshaw after having long periods camped in their half might give us something different. But, you know, I think if we'd have scored at any time, I think we'd have gone and won the game comfortably. And unfortunately, their keeper was at his best and the woodwork stopped us.
You mentioned before the game that you had a bit of a selection headache. You decided to bring back in Etheridge and Demetriou, but also forced to change with O'Connor's injury. Matt Preston coming in for a full league debut. Shame that he couldn't celebrate the goal that he got at the end, but what were your thoughts on his debut, a full league debut?
Yeah, I mean, he done all right. He'll be disappointed with their goal. I think Ebanks Blake's just pulled off his shoulder, but he's got a goal back at the end, and he was competitive. As I say, we had to defend a lot of balls into their front two of Novak and Ebanks Blake, and we've done it well. And you know, he can be pleased with his first performance in the league. He'll just be disappointed, as I say, with, you know, an uncharacteristic goal that we gave away.
You've not dropped off the top, but only on goal difference, I think. So you've not lost any touch with anything. Was there any extra pressure going into this game, being top of the table, being top dogs?
No, not at all. And as I say, no, I think the players for their efforts can be applauded. I thought they put it in. A couple of errors have cost us the game today. They've played the get out of jail card a few times today and, managed to get around the Monopoly board. But, it was just one of them things today, and I've got no complaints with any of my players in their efforts. Probably a couple of them were a little bit below where they have been over recent weeks. And, you know, you saw that in the first half at times with uncharacteristic balls going out of play and giving away. But other than that, you know, they put everything in.
The one positive of the last 48 hours has been your new contract. Pleased to get that sorted?
Yeah, and, you know, it never takes very long with myself and the football club because we both know each other very well. And, I'm really pleased that that's sorted now, and we can concentrate now on, fighting for points each week.
Was it important for you to get it sorted after the approach came in from Rotherham?
The approach was from a Championship club, but my contract was up at the end of the season. The club were aware of that, and we'd been in talks to do that. My relationship with the chairman and the board is very good, and it was a case of, let's get it sorted sooner than later.
in a 12-month rolling deal. They're quite popular in football these days. It's kind of one of those that's good for you, good for the club.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'll wake up tomorrow morning, I'll still have 12 months left. And, you know, that's how it works. And, you know, I'm really pleased. You know, as I say, I think we're making great progress as a football club, and hopefully that can continue.
Nice one, Dean.
Brilliant.
Cheers,
thanks,
mate.
Cheers, Steve.